You're listening to The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select, with Benjamin Hockman, Derek Gould, and Ben Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I mean, it really is. The harder rock and roll is still beaten. Congratulations to Huey Lewis in the news. Anointed today, if you didn't hear, by the Writer's Block as the Super Bowl halftime show for Super Bowl 52, Super Bowl Michael Walker. Congrats to Huey. Chris, I assume you're trying to get him on the show for later this week so we can talk, or at least
one of the news members.
A new, if you will.
I'm Benjamin Hockman. A member of the news team.
A member of the news team, indeed. Again, my name is Benjamin Hockman of the Post Dispatch alongside Chris Gardner and Brendan Haircut Schaefer. The Blues, man. The Blues took a hit. I was at the game covering it for the Post Dispatch. And man, Fabry, when he went down, it wasn't like one of those, oh, I bet he'll fight through it. It was like, I think he needs amputation.
Like, I saw Hockey Larry after the game. He went to the game.
Ice Hockey Lawrence.
Ice Hockey Lawrence. He comes into the bar, and as soon as he gets to me, the first thing he says is, you got an update on Fabry? Because he even from his seat was like, he got hit. And he said, it doesn't happen very often, but the play's still going. The puck was live, and the trainer hops over the boards and onto the ice.
Right.
Live action is still going on.
Yeah.
That, and when you see their update after the game, which was not an update,
right,
we'll tell you more tomorrow, you kind of know what's going on at that point. It wasn't looking good, so I tell him, hey, here's what they're saying. I think we can kind of interpret what that means for tomorrow. It's not going to be a positive news.
Yeah. So the Blues brought up two dudes, Magnus Pärjärvi, and how do you pronounce this guy's name?
Augustino.
Kenny Augustino.
He was leading the AHL in points.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting to see him. We know Magnus, of course, from last year. This is a big hit, of course. 11 goals already for Robbie. Clearly, they look at him as one of the foundation pieces moving forward for St. Louis, and this team has many issues already. Maybe, okay, but he hasn't scored in a long time. And in the game he had scored most recently was a hat-trick game.
Yeah.
So three of the 11 came in that one game.
His goals have come in streaks this year. It's hard to define whether or not that's going to be a trend for him going forward, just being in his sophomore season.
Sure.
But even when he's not scoring, he's doing other stuff on the ice, which I think is key to point out for him.
Yeah, he's a hustler.
Yeah, so he's around.
Mm-hmm.
He's never not around, and that's part of the charm of his game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're losing, you know, a top six guy here.
Except recently he was on the third line, but looking good on the third line.
Yeah, but they
changed it up.
They've been moving around all.
But Berglund and Yakupov, yeah, and he, the three of them together, there were some efficient times out there. But yeah, so I mean, there's no way it's a benefit for the Blues to lose a player like this, especially at a key juncture in the city. Blues play tonight at Philadelphia.
Yeah, 6 p.m. first puck, by the way.
6 p.m. first puck.
Yeah. I don't know that it changes a lot for what the Blues' plans are right now, though. The one thing I would say, and I think it's totes ob, that like Doug Armstrong should not be reactionary to this injury for this team.
Right. They weren't a Fabry away.
Yeah. So you don't like, hey, we got to insert somebody here. We got to give away some young talent, possibly.
Who's the young talent? Yeah. Fabry, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, who are you going to give away?
To try and, you know, plug that hole.
Mm-hmm.
You still need a center. That's where you should be focusing on still is, okay, what was our team beforehand, before this injury even?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we make that better? You still got to be looking forward because you've used the rebuild word around us now, and you've talked about the rebirth. But you've already come out and said that, so your focus still has to be there. This injury should not be a reactionary move by Doug Armstrong. I'm sure he's aware of that, I would hope. And I just think that that's the obvious thing right now. It doesn't really change your plans, I don't think,
no,
in terms of how you were approaching the coming trade deadline.
Right, and that, of course, leads back to Kevin Shattenkirk, number 22, who is an unrestricted free agent heading into the summer. So do you trade him during the season because you didn't trade Brouwer and you didn't trade Backes, and that worked out because you made this historic playoff run.
Right.
But now because of that, do you want to lose another unrestricted free agent who could get you a prospect or two? So, yeah, what do you got, Chris?
Doug Armstrong, this team has limitations. So
he put them there, though.
Well, yeah, but so you now your job is to try and fix it, and you have an opportunity to at least get something for a player instead of letting him walk like other ones.
Does that, and this might be a very basic, like maybe even old school way of looking at it with sports, but does that signify a white flag on the season?
I think at least signifies.
I mean, from the general manager, it probably should.
I think you're
like
still
from his approach.
I think you're looking forward. You're looking to the future, and if you're able to put a product out there that is able to help you this year, that's a bonus.
Yeah,
and that's the thing is they could still very well make the playoffs, and that's the thing
good.
About hockey compared to maybe some of these other sports.
We've talked about it in terms of how you know significant making the playoffs is to a team like the Blues, just from the money factor.
Yeah,
we don't necessarily talk about that a whole lot. It's more in regards of you know what fans want today, just want a winner.
Right.
But okay, I think like getting a few games is, you know, that is that the best you could see right now, at least with this team.
But I mean, that's the thing about the hockey playoffs.
A few games at home, I guess.
I mean, I'm not trying to be this guy, but apparently I'm being this guy. Like anything can happen in the tournaments, and. Yeah, the Wild's pretty darn good. We've seen them a lot. They're pretty darn good. So if that's who St. Louis is matched up against in the first round, it's hard to see St. Louis winning that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you look at Tampa Bay recently. They lost, was it their best player in the season last year? And they was it last year or 2 years ago? And they made this historic run, amazing run through the postseason. You know, we see it a lot in sports where, I mean, of course, famously with the 06 Cardinals and even the 11 Cardinals.
Yeah. And I think the 06 Cardinals were a little different for me just because they had great players who were hurt.
Right.
And then got healthy at the right time.
Yeah. The 11 Cardinals then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that the Blues make the tournament, the Blues will make the conference finals again. But I'm just saying every year there's at least a team that wins a round it shouldn't win.
I would just say that. You can't end up with nothing for Kevin Chang.
Right, and I don't think they will. And you hear about Toronto, who was in town, and some of their guys, they've got one of the Van Riemsdyks.
It's hard for me to find optimism for a Blues fan to tell you why you're going to make it out of the first round if you make it there.
Right, because and look at like who you'd be
said,
playing.
And like you said, certain things would have to line up, and that's a lot to ask for just to just get out of the first round.
Yeah.
Lot to ask right now.
Yeah.
So you might be able to find something, but that will not come at the cost of thinking that way, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go in saying, okay, how can we make this team better to try and make a Stanley Cup run? You go in saying, how can we make this team better in the long run? Because that's what we've been doing this year anyway.
Right.
You stick to that plan, and if the product ends up being something that can do something, then that's the bonus.
And a couple weeks ago, I might still bring him up, but I was really big on Duchesne, you know, in early January, mid-January. Mm-hmm. You know, they had won the Winter Classic, and there's the optimism, blah, blah, blah. And then okay, Duchesne's on the trading block, the kid from Colorado. He's a centerman. We can get him here in St. Louis, right? Can't we get him? Let's do it. Let's take that next step. And then two things happened simultaneously. One is the Blues started playing terrible hockey, and their goalie turned into a piece of Swiss cheese. And then the other thing was the reality of what Adrian Dater, the reporter out in Colorado, said. That the Avalanche want a top young defender and a first round pick for Duchesne, which makes sense. Duchesne's
or
pretty
Lindskog,
good.
Or the other guy. That
or yeah, Gabriel Landeskog. And that's Colton. You're not going to trade Colton Parayko. You're not going to trade Robbie Fabry. You're not going to trade Colton Parayko. Trying to build around these guys as the years come. So suddenly it's like, all right, well, that's not going to happen. So what can we salvage? It stinks that we're at a salvage point, but yeah, I mean you got to get something for Shaddy and something that is going to be a part of your franchise. And you know, yeah, you're right. Like you make the playoffs, it's a nice little consolation, I suppose.
I think that's what it is this year.
Now, but here's a question to you, Chris: what if the team and hockey's streaky? what if they start playing really well heading into the playoffs? Not really well, but it's going a little streak. You well, know, eight of 10 or something like that. Okay,
that's fine. It's just, for me, your plans here approaching the deadline, that doesn't change that at all.
No, I think we're in agreement on that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Then yeah, that's a bonus, but I'm not expecting that. And mm-hmm. I don't think that should be the expectations for fans right now.
Right.
I mean, it's just not set up that way.
Yeah.
Look, I know too. Look, teams have lost players and done well. Like mm-hmm. even
the Tampa team
11 without Adam Wainwright, what the Cardinals yeah. were able to do.
Yeah.
But
or Gronk.
But Gronk with the Patriots. Yeah. But those teams were set up mm-hmm. to do well to begin with. It seemed too. They had. I don't know that. This team was still trying to find itself, the Blues.
Yeah.
They just had a coach get fired.
Right.
They're in the middle of a transit. That's not, it's not time to think that way. It's time to keep building still.
Yeah.
Because you got a decent group here, and if you're going to build on that, build on it. Mm-hmm. Stay true to your plan then.
Yeah.
That's all you ask now. And this injury,
mm-hmm.
it's done a couple of things here. It's at least people maybe that were on the fence about trading Shattenkirk. You have a major reason to show them, if you're Blues management, look, Fabry's injured. He's out for the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hoping he's back for the start of training camp, which is right. positive. But here's even more of a reason for us to go out and deal with Kevin Shattenkirk mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
So there's something like that. The lines right now, too, as put out by Jeremy Rutherford several hours ago, Steen, Stastny, Tarasenko.
Oh, that's fun.
So they've pulled Laterra away from Tarasenko.
How right do they now. Possibly tear Laterra away from Tarasenko?
They did it, but they have him in the top six, it seems, still. They have Agostino on the left wing and Laterra and Perron on a line.
Interesting.
So they were able to pull Laterra away from Tarasenko, but not able to pull Laterra out of the top six, it seems. Well,
one for two.
We'll check back later when we see how they rotate the lines and all that, though. Schwartz, Berglund, Yaskin, Upshaw, Barbashev, and Reeves, and the extras today were Yakupov and Pajarvi, and it looks like Carter Hutton is getting the start in net tonight.
It's a back-to-back. Who do they play on Tuesday?
It's Ottawa, I believe.
At Ottawa, yeah, so Jake will probably play in that game. All right, well, that's exciting.
And I wanted to pull this up here, too, because Jeremy Rutherford put this out as well, saying that former Blues coach Ken Hitchcock has declined interviews right now.
Yeah.
You haven't heard him anywhere, but he has given a statement to the Post-Dispatch.
Hey.
And this is from Ken Hitchcock. When I reflect on my time in St. Louis, I remember it as some of the best years of my career. I would like to thank Tom Stillman and the entire ownership group, Doug Armstrong, and the rest of the Blues management for giving me the opportunity to be part of such a storied franchise. I'm very proud of our record on the ice over my time in St. Louis and would like to thank all of the coaches that I have had the pleasure of sharing the bench with. And he went on to name all the coaches. And then he said,
the pleasure of sharing the bench with.
And the Blues equipment and medical staffs for all of their support during my tenure. Without their hard work and dedication, we could not have had the success we achieved. A special thanks and good luck also goes to Mike Yeo. Mike was a true professional and an incredible source of knowledge and support as an associate coach. The Blues are in good and capable hands going forward with Mike. I was very fortunate to coach many wonderful players during my tenure, and I truly appreciate your dedication over the years as we tried to make our goal a reality. I have made some special friends with many of you, and I know our paths will cross again. He went on to say a few more things, and then here you go to end it. Finally, to the St. Louis Blues fans, I want to thank you for your unwavering support. I have received countless notes of appreciation over the last few days, and it truly means the world to me. St. Louis is an amazing sports town with some of the most knowledgeable fans in the world. I'm eternally grateful to have been part of this Blues organization and to have made St. Louis my home over the last 6 years. The friendships I've developed and the memories I have made here will last me a lifetime.
Wow, all right. Well, it's good to hear Hitch's voice, even if it's not from an interview standpoint, simply from a statement standpoint. And it was interesting, of course, to hear what he said about Mike Yeo.
Mm-hmm.
As a true professional, and the Blues are in capable hands with Coach Yeo. So, it's what... I mean, if you had, put a gun to our head and said, all right.
Whoa.
Put a gun to our head and say, write down what do you think Hitch's statement's going to be like.
I don't know. I would be under a lot more pressure to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
To act. And, I mean, that was pretty eloquent and nice, so I don't know. I don't
eloquent.
Think I could have done that.
Uh-huh. All right. Chris and I could have.
You guys are better under pressure, I guess.
That's true. Chris, so I'm looking at the clock over here, right? And I'm trying to see how much time I want to maximize Gardner's grab bag.
Well, let's do it.
We'll take a break so we can maximize Gardner's grab bag in the next and final segment of the Rider's Block presented by Bud Select on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.